Shit, I gotta press. Hold on.
Now on Triple M, Paul Hazelby. Great service guaranteed. Call 1300 Automasters.
He was such a hit last week, so we've decided to have him on once again. I'm speaking, of course, of Dockers legend and also commentator from Off the Bench and other programs around Triple M, Paul Hazelby. How are you going this morning, mate?
Going very well, Sean. We're into round two. How difficult was round one with the tips? Many out there probably only got three or four. I was lucky enough to get five, and I kicked it off last night with another one. So I think I'm doing okay. How did you go, Sean?
I got six. So I was slightly...
Wow.
Yeah, I was impressed. I sort of went the home teams, which was mostly pretty good, but a lot of twos and threes. You're right. Last night, I failed the tip. Let's have a comment about the Richmond Tigers, who were decimated by Collingwood last night.
Yeah, and they were very ordinary. There's some concerns there with their rucks at the moment. They continue to go with only one ruckman in Nan Curvis, and he's a very good ruckman. But we've seen across the first two rounds, Jack Riewoldt and Tom Lynch going in to play that position. I think with the new rule changes, they've been brought a bit undone because the importance of the centre bounce has never been so great with the 6, 6 and 6. Now they lose Jack Riewoldt. It looks like he could be out for 8 weeks with a scaphoid injury. On the back of Alex Rance last week, Dustin Martin is certainly not the same player he was going back 2 years. In fact, he's a shell of the player. Mm. And they've got a few concerns. So they came up against a white-hot Collingwood. How good were Collingwood last night? The way they moved the ball, they chipped the ball around, they made Richmond defend, took away a lot of their energy. And, gee, they've got some stars. Yeah. Through that midfield, it's the best midfield I've ever seen assembled. Now, the only thing they need to do is to get some premiership success with that midfield, because there's seven genuine A-graders. One of them now is Chris May. What a fantastic story for this guy who was basically playing reserves 2 years ago. He was the laughing stock of the AFL with a big contract that he got, and now he's certainly delivering in spades. He was excellent in the grand final last year. And to go, he's a star. But Mason Cox is a bona fide star of the competition. The big American, I don't think I've seen a guy pick up the game so quick. And we talk about Sandland, we talk about Nat Nui. He is better than both of those players in regards to reading the play and timing his leads. And for an American to pick that up, it's just crazy. So he's only going to get better. Collingwood only going to get better. I think they're hard to beat in 2019.
They're littered with superstars, Collingwood. I'm a bit embarrassed because I thought that Richmond could cover for Alex Rance, but it seemed like his leadership, the way he sets them up, they really lacked that. They looked insipid. Can you describe Jordan Dugowie as a player? Is there anyone that's ever been like him?
Oh, anybody like him? There's a little bit of Gary Ablett Sr.
Yeah.
About him. He's that sort of, he's not small, but he's not tall. He can jump, he can take the big marks, he can kick the mercurial goals, and he could go into the midfield. He still probably wants to be a midfielder, but if I'm Collingwood, I'd be saying, we've got enough of those midfielders, you're staying in the forward line. They've also got Jamie Elliott down there, he's a star. Stevenson's a star. Mychek's an improving player. They've got all bases covered this year.
Yeah, Collingwood will be very, very good, especially around September, I imagine, although it is a little bit early to call that. You picked it last week. The Brisbane Lions came up with a upset victory against the reigning premiers. You'd want the West Coast Eagles to bounce back this week against GWS. It will be a tough assignment, but they welcome back some stars.
Yeah, they do. Josh Kennedy, that's a massive one. And some big milestones. Game 200 for him, for the Eagles. Chris Marston. Now, of course, both those players are part of the Chris Judd trade. Clearly, the West Coast Eagles done a lot better out of that trade than Carlton did. Mm. Shannon Hearn, the skipper, plays game 250. Josh Smith gets an opportunity. The Collingwood recruit, he runs all day. It's going to give them a bit on the outside, I believe. But they need to improve through the inside because they're very average last week. They got bashed up by a very rampant Brisbane midfield. They can't afford to lose it. That's simple because guess who they play next week? That white-hot team we spoke about in Collingwood at the MCG. So if they lose this one, it could be 0-3, and not many teams come back and make the grand final from 0-3, I can assure you.
Yeah, well, there's that stat which has been going around from David King, which says basically there's only been two teams that have made the finals after going 0-2, so they'd want to beat GWS. Josh Smith, the boy from Toowoomba, who's been beating Chris Marston in the runs. So, yeah, expect another runner. Do you think GWS will get up here, or are you fancying the home side?
I'm going to stick with the home side. Yeah. I was very impressed with what they did in the preseason. Had the Giants had Josh Kelly playing and Toby Green, it may have swayed me a little bit more, but I'm going to stick with the Eagles on a very big night for their football club. Mark Lecrae also doing a lap of honour.
Yeah, they'll present the Premiership Cup as well, right? So that should be a bit of emotion.
Well, I don't know if it is, because you've already got it. You've already celebrated it. I think we get a bit carried away with the unveiling. I guess there's a few fans that probably didn't get the chance to go over, but they've all seen it, no doubt about that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, maybe just get on with round two, I suppose. And the Freo Dockers, I think this was the most surprising result of round one. Not the fact that they won, but the way they went about it. What has Ross Lyon done to this team? And they come up against the Gold Coast Suns, so they're a chance to go two and zip.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it? I said publicly, I've never seen Fremantle move the ball like that. And I watched them closely in their first two JLT, and there was evidence that they were trying to go quicker, but their forward 50 entries were pretty average throughout the JLT. But on the weekend, they took 15 marks inside 50. Now, if they can continue that trend, they will play finals footy this year. They'll beat the Gold Coast Suns. They just need to bring the right attitude, and no doubt Ross Lyon will have them primed for that. Jesse comes back into the team.
Yes, yeah.
Only query for me is, are they a little bit too tall now in the forward line? McCarthy, Hogan, Tavernier, and also Lobb in that forward line. Sean Darcy as well. It can get a little bit greasy and wet up there, but I think they've got too many guns for the unmanned Gold Coast.
It's interesting as well, because you've got Cox waiting in the wings, and he was pretty impressive last year. Shane Kirsten, the recruit from Geelong, he probably won't get a game this year at all. All of a sudden, they've got a lot of centre-half forwards.
Yeah, I don't think Shane Kirsten will play this year. He's got a foot injury, and I think that may be career over. Brennan Cox was preferred 2 weeks ago ahead of Matt Tavernier until he did his hamstring. And then they've got a couple of youngsters. Hugh Dixon's one they would like to get some games into at some stage. And their first pick from this year is going to be a good player as well. He may not be ready just yet, but we wait and see how it pans out. But that is a good headache for Ross Lyon.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think the Dockers on a Sunday afternoon at Metricon?
Yeah, the Dockers will win that one. Then they'll come back. They'll beat St Kilda. They'll go into the Western Derby on top of the AFL ladder. So can't wait for that.
Imagine that. Dockers 3-0 and Eagles winless. I think it'd be a West Coast Eagles supporters' worst nightmare, probably. All right, Hayes.
Good luck with your tip.
Yeah, you too, mate. Hopefully you can bounce back with your tips.
I like it. And make sure you're tuning in this afternoon. We're going to talk a lot of footy and plenty more going on in the world of sport.
Do it. Thank you, Hayes. I'll see you again next week.